From American Public Media, it's Weekend America. I'm John Moe. We have another installment from our series, First Weekend Home. Traumatic brain injury, or injury caused by a severe blow to the head, is the leading cause of death and disability for children and young adults. One of the most common causes of those injuries is car accidents. That's how Texas high school student Justin Logan wound up in the hospital a few months ago. Reporter Tori Marlin follows Justin out of rehab and through his first weekend home in his mother's care.
On a recent Friday morning, 17-year-old Justin Logan and his mother, Judy, stand in a lobby at the Texas Neuro Rehab Center in Austin. A tracheotomy scar peeks out from under the neckline of Justin's T-shirt. As he waits for his discharge papers, a rehab technician comes to wish him well.
Take care, okay?
Okay.
Come back and visit me.
Uh-huh.
You remember my name?
No, I'm sorry.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I forget every time.
I know, you gotta remember.
Justin doesn't remember a lot of things these days, including the terrible accident that landed him here. 3 months ago, he was riding shotgun in a friend's pickup truck when it veered off a state highway and flipped several times. The driver and another boy survived with minor injuries. The girl sitting behind Justin died at the scene. Justin was ejected and suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. He says he's glad he forgot this particular experience.
I'm sure I would have bad memories.
He was in a coma for 3 weeks after the accident. When he came to, he couldn't speak, walk, or even swallow. He would get easily agitated and hit people. He would say bizarre things.
Weird off-the-wall things.
That's Justin's mother, Judy.
I don't want to go back to Vietnam. Or he would think that he was older and he was out of college already.
Actually, at the time of the accident, Justin did seem older than his years. He'd become a father at 15 and was working two jobs to pay for his son's diapers and daycare. In other ways, though, he was a typical teen in Llano, a small town in central Texas. He enjoyed playing video games, fishing. He was a linebacker for his varsity football team, the Yellow Jackets. But now his gait is uneven, and the muscles in his right arm are stiff. Its default position is bent at the elbow.
He misses playing football, and he wishes he could do it again. But out of the question, he won't be doing that.
Justin's physical challenges seem minor compared to his memory loss. He's forgotten some life-altering events, like that his father was murdered last year. In the hospital, Judy had to remind him over and over about it.
He would ask, "Where's my daddy?" And I'm like, "Justin, don't you remember he died, you know, a year ago and you went to the funeral?" He goes, "No, I don't remember."
Hearing repeatedly about his father's death wasn't like reliving it. It was more like being reminded of a distant event until it became a remembered fact.
It was kind of sad. I still loved him.
On Justin's first weekend home, Judy finds herself in the role of caregiver. When he showers, she plants herself outside the bathroom door, ready to help if needed. She has to drive him everywhere. She has to keep him under 24-hour supervision.
So I can't just walk out the door and leave him here like we're so used to doing.
Judy and Justin have always liked to tease each other, and they seem to cope with their new situation with humor. On Saturday afternoon, at Justin's favorite barbecue restaurant, Judy tries to convince him that he likes onions and pickles, condiments that have always repulsed him. He doesn't fall for it.
Tried. Mom tried.
Yeah, you tried, but you failed.
Joking may help keep things light, but Judy has her limits. Like when Justin fakes a stumble or pretends to choke on his food. Over lunch, Judy asks him to stop doing that.
It's not funny to me.
It is to me.
You're the only one who thinks it's funny.
Judy tries to explain why his family might not appreciate the scare.
It was different for us, waiting and waiting and worrying while you were just kind of like out of it.
I don't remember it.
I know. We do.
Y'all are all waiting, aren't you?
We didn't know.
The next day, Judy's small duplex swells with family and friends who've come to welcome Justin home. Among them are Justin's 2-year-old son, Michael, and Michael's mother, Cecilia.
Justin, you doing all right?
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
No.
I hope you are.
Michael gives his father a quick hug before scrambling off into another room. Minutes later, The boy reappears with a small red football and hands it to Justin. Justin doesn't say anything. He just holds the football on his lap. Before the accident, he was teaching Michael how to catch. Although Justin can't remember much about how he used to spend time with his son, the gaps in his shared history with Cecilia trouble him more. He doesn't remember basic things, like how they met, what went through his mind when he found out she was pregnant, or that they broke up a year ago. Cecilia has had to remind him of that more times than she can count.
If it's not every day, it's every other day. And sometimes it's like twice a day. He thinks we're a couple still sometimes, and that's been hard to deal with.
Justin concentrates hard on her every word. It's the first time I've seen his demeanor change. He looks forlorn.
I didn't believe her at first. It sucked. I wish we didn't break up.
As with his father's death, any insight or wisdom that came to Justin as a result of living through this heartbreak is now lost to him. The accident erased that. But simply knowing that he had grieved and moved on is a necessary step in his recovery. Justin is creating new memories now, and they'll shape who he is and who he will become. In Llano, Texas, I'm Tori Marlin for Weekend America.
This weekend, Justin and Judy will be taking Michael to the zoo, and Justin is hoping they'll make it to a seafood place where he can order some crab legs. That's one of the foods that he missed most. Justin's story was part of our first Weekend Home series. We followed soldiers back from Iraq and immigrants being introduced to their new home. It's all about coming home, and that can mean a lot of different things. I vividly remember when I bought my first home. It was 11 years ago now. We moved in, we got our stuff inside. It was our first weekend in our own home, my wife and I. And exhausted, I sat on the couch and then heard the noise of the busy street nearby. It was crazy loud, and I thought, oh no, we've made a terrible mistake. We have to sell our house or get the money back. All my elation over home ownership vanished. It was a weekend of deep remorse. Of course, within a month, I didn't notice, and we lived there for 10 years. We did get some thick new windows, though. We want your stories of returning to your old stomping ground, settling in somewhere new, maybe welcoming a family member home. Go to weekendamerica.org and share your first weekend home story. Maybe we'll share it with America.
Weekend America is made possible by grants from CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from public radio stations including WBUR Boston, WCPN Cleveland, KPCC Los Angeles, and KUOW Seattle, and is made possible in part by the University of Washington Foster School of Business Executive MBA Program.